from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Primetime Edition on PIX Plus.
Good evening, I'm Devin Feely. These are tonight's primetime headlines. In Oakland, it is a total loss after a fire ripped through this warehouse on 24th Street yesterday evening. That fire broke out just after 10 last night in a building that housed a roofing company. As many as 70 firefighters responded and worked overnight. Earlier this afternoon, the fire department said the flames had been contained, but that crews were still on scene to mop up the remnants. Santa Rosa police are looking for a woman who allegedly stabbed someone during an argument earlier today. Now, police identified the suspect as Nakomi Paula Perez. They didn't say what the two women were arguing over, but the victim was rushed to the hospital. She's in stable condition. Police say they plan to charge Perez with attempted murder. In Sacramento, a legislative compromise will amend a controversial labor law. It allows workers to sue their bosses. Now, business groups have long complained that the law has been misused. Other critics say that legal proceedings under the law are too expensive. Well, today, lawmakers passed reform measures that lower financial penalties for some employers and give businesses a path to avoid penalties by correcting violations. That means that critics of the law will halt an effort to get it repealed. And taking a live look outside at the Golden Gate Bridge at sunset, let's go ahead and get a check of our First Alert forecast with meteorologist Paul Hagan.
Devin, that view of the Golden Gate is just spectacular. Not seeing fog being a major factor even around the bay and along the coast so far this evening. Want to step back a couple of hours. How did we get to that spectacular sunset view? This was the view as of 2 hours ago from our Salesforce Tower camera looking towards the Golden Gate. We'll set the time lapse into motion and just little wisps of not even fog, but just kind of sea haze drifting through the Golden Gate. Sun officially goes down at 8:35 this evening. It is the latest sunset of the year, and it is going to be another beautiful sunset. That again happening in about a half an hour or so. Temperatures today were very close to normal for late June. Let's take a look at where we topped out across the Bay Area. 80 degrees in San Jose is 1 degree below average. 81 in Los Gatos, 84 in Morgan Hill. Temperatures made it up into the upper 80s to around 90 degrees inland in the East Bay. Hot, but normally hot for this time of year. 70s for Fremont and Redwood City. Just above 60 in Half Moon Bay. Mid 60s in San Francisco and around 70 in Oakland. With temperatures in the North Bay ranging from the upper 70s in Napa to the mid 80s around Santa Rosa. Now, temperatures are going to steadily warm up as we head through the next couple of days, but it's just going to be a little baby step upward tomorrow, and temperatures later on tonight are actually going to be a couple degrees below average. So a pleasantly cool start to the day on Friday, with temperatures beginning mostly a degree to 3 degrees below average, low to mid 50s across the Bay Area, but we should return to temperatures well into the 80s inlands, 70 degrees around the Bay, 60 along the coast, but the real heat arrives as we turn the calendar page to July. Details coming up in just a few minutes.
It is the unofficial start to the 2024 presidential election. President Biden faced off with former President Donald Trump in a fiery debate even before the respective parties officially nominate them to run. As the race stands now, many battleground states are considered a toss-up, too close to call, including Georgia, where tonight's debate took place. CBS News correspondent Skylar Henry joins us live from Atlanta.
Hey there, good evening to you. Yeah, two opposing views tonight, not only on the obvious key policy issues, but also about the two presumptive nominees' performances tonight. The Biden campaign called it a substance over style performance, if you will. Meanwhile, the former president's team says that he actually beat President Biden tonight on the debate stage, and that's despite a series of inaccuracies and false claims made behind the lectern.
In a rematch from 4 years ago, President Biden and former President Trump faced off Thursday night for the CNN presidential debate, the first of the 2024 race.
What's happened to our country in the last 4 years is not to be believed.
Every single thing he said is a lie. Every single one.
The presumptive GOP presidential nominee, who's 78, questioned the 81-year-old president's fitness for office.
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
With the debate underway, sources told CBS News President Biden has a cold. Early on, he appeared to lose his train of thought. He went on to argue that Trump, who denies he lost the 2020 election, is a danger to democracy.
And now he says if he loses again, such a whiner that he is, that it could be a bloodbath.
With the election shaping up to be another close race, one in five voters tell CBS News this debate is going to help them make their decision in November.
The two sparred over the economy.
Inflation's killing our country.
We have 800,000 new manufacturing jobs.
They blamed each other for the nation's broken immigration system.
We have a border that's the most dangerous place anywhere in the world.
I've changed it in a way that now you're in a situation where there are 40% fewer people coming across the border illegally. That's better than when he left office.
The candidates clashed over abortion and reproductive rights.
If I'm elected, I'm going to restore Roe v. Wade.
I believe in the exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother.
Both presumptive nominees returned to the campaign trail Friday, bringing their message directly to voters.
And to that point, as a matter of fact, Devin, you mentioned this earlier, the fact that we are in battleground state of Georgia, where the margins are so tight, especially when you look around the entire country and see where both of these presumptive nominees stand in these swing states. Many of the experts that we spoke with said that tonight's performances could play big in terms of the momentum that they could potentially carry in the weeks and months ahead as we look ahead to not only their respective conventions, but also the next debate, and then, of course, the general election in November.
So, Skyler, you're never going to hear a campaign basically say, hey, my guy didn't do great tonight. I'm curious how the campaigns are sort of framing the performance of the candidates after it was all done.
Well, it's interesting. We talked about this just a couple of seconds ago, but the Trump campaign is calling tonight a win, calling his position, his poise, the fact that he didn't really get out of character, if you will, a big win for him. But just in the last 30 seconds or so, we just received a statement from the Biden-Harris team. They actually said that President Biden presented a positive and winning vision for the future of America, one in which every American has a fair shot at the American dream. Of course, there are many concerns within the Democratic Party about the president's performance tonight, especially in that first half of the debate. But many of them also say that he performed much better towards the back half of tonight's performance. And so I think there will be a lot that many will take away from this evening, but many that we also heard from tonight simply say that it was just one night, and there's a long way to go before the November election.
All right, Skyler Henney, thank you, in Atlanta tonight. Well, joining us now is Dr. Carolyn Heldman, a professor of politics at Occidental College. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'm curious, do you think that this is a debate, as people watch this at home, is it style, is it substance? Is it what they say or how they say it? The fact that they, whether or not they exude confidence and competence in their performance.
Well, I think it's always style over substance. Unfortunately, as a political scientist, I would love it to be about the policies, about the 38 policies that I counted that they discussed tonight. But let's be honest, I have a hard time remembering exactly what they said even the next day. It's much more about the style and how they convey that. And in this particular debate, it is very clear that Donald Trump did exactly what he needed to do, which was not get riled up. And boy, I was drinking coffee every time Biden was poking the bear and trying to get him riled up. He mentioned sex with a porn star, obviously a reference to Stormy Daniels. He mentioned his sexual assault charges or civil guilty verdict, if you will. He mentioned his 34 felony counts. He called him a whiner twice. He called him a loser a number of times, and Trump kept his composure. Now, Trump, I mean, we need a lie detector next to him because I'm watching this and thinking that's not accurate. I mean, he gets to say what he wants to say. We've become used to this with Trump. But Biden failed miserably at doing what he needed to do tonight, which was to appear that he is not old and frail. And the man was stumbling through his words and his thoughts. And so I think Biden has a lot of cleanup work to do moving forward.
So even if we kind of, accept that assessment that one candidate performed better than the other today, it's also June. We're midsummer. This is going to be decisions that are made in late fall. What do you think the lasting impact of even a poor performance or a great performance is tonight?
Yeah, that's a great question. So Donald Trump has lost every debate he's ever done, except maybe for tonight. And I think public opinion will probably support my assessment on that. They generally don't matter at all, and especially don't matter. This is the earliest one in U.S. history shouldn't matter 5 months out. But I think this one might matter in an unusual way, in that it's happening so early. It's happening before the Democratic National Convention. And I will guarantee, just looking at what's happening on Twitter or X, looking at what's happening on social media, a lot of high profile Democrats are calling for a reconsideration of the candidate. We've never seen this in U.S. history, but I think perhaps it could happen that there's a movement to replace Biden with another candidate at the Democratic National Convention. And I would say that would be the only kind of lasting impact. He does have one more debate to go. And I would guess that having a cold probably hurt him this evening, and maybe he does stronger in the second debate. But you make a really good point. 5 months from now, we won't remember this night.
So next steps for these both campaigns, I mean, both of them want to capitalize on this. That may be a little bit easier for the Trump campaign. But how do they take the performances tonight and then maybe take them out on the campaign trail?
I would imagine that the Trump camp is going to string together lost words, the mumbling, the phrases that didn't make sense from Biden. They're probably also going to take visuals. He was looking down a lot. His mouth was open. I mean, he looks sometimes like a deer in headlights. And I know I'm being really harsh, but let's be honest about what happened on that stage tonight. And I think Biden is going to be doing a lot of this kind of defensive work. You already see the spin that it was better in the second half. I didn't see an improvement. I saw maybe a peak in the middle in terms of his energy. But he was mumbling and stumbling over his words at the start, middle, and finish. He is behind in key swing states. He's behind high double digits right now in Michigan and Nevada and Arizona. And it looks like Trump is even competitive now in states like Minnesota and Virginia. So Biden just has a lot of work to do between now and the convention, or now and the 2024 November election.
All right, Dr. Heltman, thank you so much. No need to apologize for your honesty. That's why we have you on, for that honesty, for that analysis. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Voters across the Bay Area tuned into tonight's debate, and some gathered at watch parties to see this early showdown between President Biden and former President Trump. Our Jose Martinez is live at Manny's in San Francisco, hearing from voters about what they thought of the candidates' performances. Jose?
Devin, what a day here at Manny's. I got to show you what's going on, because the debate ended about a half hour ago, and then they're still here talking about what they saw and how they feel about this. But you know what's interesting about this whole thing is that earlier today, we actually went all the way down to San Jose, went to Silicon Valley, went to San Mateo. We talked to other people that said, you know what, we need more candidates.
Many Bay Area residents seem fed up with the division and are choosing not to watch the debate. One of those is Ruth Kaiser in the South Bay.
My birthday, and I refuse to watch that on my birthday.
Ruth says the political situation is just getting out of hand at this point. But what about a third option? It might be too late for that, she says.
Not at this stage. If we had another choice a year and a half ago or a year ago, but not now.
Bob shared the same feeling, also opting out of watching the debate.
I think it'll just be kind of a sideshow, mostly. I really don't want to hear what one of the candidates has to say. And I do wish we had a third candidate to choose from. It's unfortunate that we don't, but it's kind of where we're at in politics in this country right now, sadly enough.
He says he's worried about those people who are just making decisions because they don't want to see the other candidate win, but are not really paying attention to the race.
These two candidates we have are so polarized that some people may go to one only because they don't like the other one. And so therein lies the problem, that you really don't have a good choice. You're picking the lesser of two evils.
And Sherry echoed those feelings as well, expressing frustration with both candidates.
I'm too concerned about what a chaotic scene it's going to be, and both candidates are going to look terrible, and they already appear terrible in many different ways. So I don't want to watch it. I'll read about it afterwards. I'll get this news snippets afterwards.
What about options? She says,
yes, please. Yes.
How would
yes.
that help?
It give me a choice. It give me a positive choice. I'd like that.
In San Francisco, the atmosphere was a little bit different. Some residents, like Theresa Passion, decided to watch the debate.
I'm happy with the format that they have, that they are able to turn off the mics. So that's reassuring. It's not going to look like a fiasco, and just, you know, a free-for-all, say what you want. There's going to be uniformity and there's going to be structure. And I'm kind of glad there's not an audience so that the candidates won't be feeding off the audience.
But she says she's also disappointed that this is the reality a country like the United States is facing.
I think it's a travesty. I don't know. We got here, I think, because of a lot of dragging people's names through the mud. There was a lot of viable candidates, and everybody was just being attacked. This political game now is becoming an attack on people's families, who their family is in name. So a lot of people are afraid to probably throw their hat in the race.
And you're looking live at what's going on here, the aftermath of this watch party at Manny's. A lot of conversations, a lot of reactions that we already got for you, and of course, a lot of mixed emotions. Back to you.
So, Jose, this debate wrapped up less than an hour ago, roughly about 30 minutes ago. You were in the room watching with those folks behind you. Was there a moment, was there a line that really seemed to, that the crowd reacted to?
There was a lot of those moments here, and I got to show you this other side over here. I'm going to ask Jim to show you. This was completely packed. We're talking about at least 200 people that got to this place, and you can only imagine the reactions whenever those comments were appearing on that screen over there. And those reactions, of course, are mixed. Some of them are telling me, you know what, we need, like I said, another candidate that can show us at least another option. But right here in this place, there was a lot of booing. There's a lot of like screaming in those moments. And of course, conversations, like I said, are still happening.
All right, Jose, thank you so much.